Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, February the 15th of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live, and where I've soon I will be escaping to Florida on Thursday. Hopefully the snow and freezing rain can wait until after 9:30 to hit. Because if not, obviously the risk of flight delays goes up. Also, hopefully there are no delays with the flight crew, because if there are non-crew delays, If there are non-weather delays, as far as delays with the flight crew, and then it turns to snow, and that can mean that whatever delay it would have been would be increased a lot. So hopefully we can just avoid all that mess, the flights, because I want to get to Florida and have a good time. That being said, I don't know what will happen with shows in Florida. If I do, it'll be shorter. It'll be kind of letting you know how it's going and how, just kind of to encourage you a little bit. Hey, 2 weeks after tonight starts the Holy Spirit Conference, listeners. 2 weeks from tonight, March 1st to March 4th, National Holy Spirit Conference, Living Word Church, Midland, Michigan. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to the power of the Holy Spirit. It's going to be a great thing. I know it will be. And I'm looking forward to it. See what the Lord has. And we'll just see what he has for us. And I just know that it'll be good. I just trust him. Things in store. Because I believe that he does. And so, I just am. Also, when I was welcoming you to the show, I forgot to say, you know, wherever you are, wherever you're tuning in from, hope you're pray that you're ready to receive whatever it is that God has in store for you. And I'm sure we have people listening from other states, other countries. As I like to say, wherever you are, whatever wherever you're listening from and whatever you're doing. Hey, maybe somebody listening to me right now is maybe somewhere, maybe live on the beach in Florida. Or California, or South Carolina, Georgia. Obviously, I would hope it wouldn't be in a place like Michigan right now. Too cold to be on the beach. In places like Florida, California. It's not. Maybe one of you is where I'll be in a couple days. Maybe sitting on the beach with a nice cold Coca-Cola in hand as my mind, that's the light. Just having nice cold Coca-Cola in hand. Well, you're sitting there on the beach, soaking up the sun rays. And if you're from up here in Michigan, and say you go down for a week, 4 days or 5 days or a week or whatever, and this time of year, you pretty much know that when you get back, it'll be colder than when you, it'll be colder here, guaranteed, than what it was in Florida while you were in Florida. So obviously the disclaimer would be enjoy it while it lasts. Because I can just about guarantee that 70-degree weather that I am in, about to enjoy in Florida, or the 80-degree weather that I'm about to enjoy in Florida, that will not be here when I get back. I wish it would, but I'm not counting on it. Who knows? Maybe Mother Nature could throw us a curveball and we could have 70s by, like, March 3rd, March 2nd. That'd be great, but I'm not counting on it. Because that would be, it's just not something I'm counting on. I remember one year around 2000, we got some 70s in this place in early March, but it wasn't on, like, the first. In fact, it wasn't until like the 6th that we actually hit 70. And it only lasted for about 3 days. By the time we got to like the 10th, it was basically back down to normal. But we didn't go back to like any kind of below zero or anything, just kind of typical, normal March weather. But none of that lion-like early March stuff. Because sometimes in early March, sometimes that can be when you have some of, every once in a while, it can be where sometimes you can have some of your worst snowstorms of the entire year. Shelly, back in the day, there was a day where we used to have them. I say used to, Shelly, because of how long it's been. You know that? March, when it comes to snow, has really toned down. It's not what it once was, is it? But even when it was a bit more, it wasn't always every year that it was like that. Times, I've noticed sometimes with ice storms, though, sometimes it can be April, actually, that's worse. I shouldn't say, like, all the time, though. But two of the worst ice storms in my lifetime. At least that come to my mind, were in April of 2018. One of those was on like April 4th or so of 2003. Sounds about right. April 4th, 2003. Would have been a Friday. Yep. Or 2003. And then the other one was April 15th or 16th of 2018. That last thing that I said was not a typo. I said April 15th to 16th. That's not a typo, folks. I wish it was a typo. But it wasn't. And so, we can all say, so when April gets here, we can all be like, yay, spring is here. Woo! Not always. Sometimes we just get a little cold night in which it might snow a little bit. Other times, Mother Nature, old man Winter, has to throw his last big tantrum. What I mean by that is, I mean, you know, like maybe you get a lot of snow or a lot of ice or something. In fact, I don't know if your listeners know this, but the worst snowstorm that Detroit ever got, you're not going to believe what month it was in when I tell you listeners this. It was not in December, January, or February, the month that meteorology calls winter. It was not in November, nor was it in March. You know when it was? April. Way back in like 1880s, 1890s, something like that. It was in April, like April 5th or 6th or something like that. Isn't that wild, Shelley, that the biggest snowstorm they ever had down there was actually in the month of April?
Yeah.
Because usually, listeners, most of us don't think of April as a big snow month. Generally speaking, most of us don't. But sometimes you do get that. And so I don't want you to think that I'm a meteorologist. I'm not a meteorologist, but I do like to observe like things that I've seen in my lifetime and even some ideas of historical. But they're saying there are rumors that up in this area, there could be as much as 12 inches. There are other rumors that show that the biggest snow could be down in the southern part of the state, and that they could get 12 inches. No, 10 inches. But we'll not be here when that comes. Yay! Can snow all at once, and these people, the people up here, can keep it. Because where I'm going, 84 degrees, baby. Bring it. Yeah, do you know what, listeners? Those of you who are up here, those of you who live up here in Michigan, I love y'all, but just to make you guys a little jealous, I don't know, I might sneak to the beach right after I get off the airplane and take a picture and put it on Facebook. I don't know. Well, y'all are under winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, you know, whatever. Be like, ha-ha, I win. Well, we're going to be 84 degrees, baby. And so it's going to be a good time. Now for the show to tonight. We'll be starting on John 1 tonight, because what I did last night was kind of dug up some verses for you on love from John. And so I started a passage in one chapter where we had talked about, you know, the woman at the well. And then we went to other verses. But tonight, I want to talk a little bit about the Word of God. In the sense that, you know, the Word was God. The Word was with God. And so it's going to be good. And so thank God for that. I listened to 700 WLW last night after they, you know, after I was done with this. I was listening to see what they were saying about the Super Bowl. Turns out there were some bad calls that should have been called against the Rams that weren't, that could have possibly helped the Bengals. But unfortunately, that did not happen. Yeah, and so we'll see. Well, sorry, I didn't mean it like that, but I just kind of letting you know how it was going when you listened to it. So, I want to remind you of the things that I always try to remind you of every show. First thing I want to remind you of is the book, Rivers of Miracles, the story of my life. It's the story of God that my mom could not see but strongly believed in. The book is called Rivers of Miracles, powerful book. And you know, God's done a lot of different miracles in my life. I'm not going to take the time tonight to tell you about all the different miracles, since there's been a lot of them. And so I really do love the Lord. I'm not just saying that, but I do. And I thank God for what he's done in my life, or what he's going to do in my life, because I know he's going to keep moving on my behalf. It's not something I have to think about either. What I mean is I don't have to sit here and think, will he move or won't? I know he will. And I keep believing. And so you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out more information about the book and how you can get your hands on it. Again, that is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book and how it can be a blessing to you. And I believe in God for more people to get their hands on this book, to buy the book. That's what I'm believing God for, more sales. To keep increasing and increasing and increasing and increasing the amount of people buying the book. The other thing I want to mention to you is the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed in the Miracle Man program. I greatly appreciate it. And I always thank God. When you sow into the Miracle Man show, this is good ground. It's all good stuff. And so, the verse I want to sow into your life tonight is the verse where it said, "He who soweth sparingly shall reap." Yeah. If you sow, you reap. There's also a verse similar to this. What that said is you reap what you sow. If you're sowing good things, you will reap good things. You're sowing, you know, when it comes to, like, if you're sowing just a little bit, you'll reap just a little bit. If you're sowing above and beyond, you will reap above and beyond. And like I always try to tell you, God looks at the heart, the percent rather than the dollar amount. It says, whoever sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. But he who soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. I want to mention something else that comes to, you know, offerings. That is because it's on my mind. So, in the Bible, it says, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me not that I will not pour out a blessing from heaven, saith the Lord. This isn't a church, so it's not like, you know, pay your tithe to me. But when you bless the Miracle Man show, of course, I pray that God bless your seed. And it's always good to have something in mind that you're sowing towards. Like, what are you believing from God? Maybe you're sowing towards a healing. Maybe you're sowing towards a son or daughter to come home. Maybe you're sowing towards, you know, whatever it is that you believe in God for. So, let me give you instructions. So, we're on PayPal. You'll want to type in Rivers Shufla. So, Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Again, that is R-Y-V-E-R-S. And then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Also, please keep in mind that the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. Just keep that in mind, please, if you would. So, some worship, and then we will get into the word of the Lord for this evening. I want to scream it out from every mountain top. Your goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good, good to me. Nothing and no one comes anywhere close to you. The earth and oceans deep only reflect this truth. And in my darkest night, you shine as bright as day. Your love amazes me. And I'll sing because good, and I shout because you are good, you are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good, you are good, good to me. And with a cry of praise, my life will proclaim, you are good, you are good. And in the sun or rain, my life celebrates, you are good, you are good. And with a cry of praise, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good to me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good, good to me. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. Take this life and breathe on. This heart that is now yours. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. Would you take this life and breathe on this heart that is now yours? Yes. Oh, the joy I found surrendering my crown at the feet of the King. I surrender everything, and all the peace I found. Everything undone at the feet of the King. I surrender everything. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. You can take this life and breathe on. This heart that is now yours. Sing it again. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. You can take this life and breathe on. This heart that is now yours. All the peace I found, surrendering my crown at the feet of the King. I surrender everything, and all the peace I found. And I'm giving you my crown at the feet of the King. I surrender everything. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. You can take this life and breathe on. This heart that is now yours. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. You can take this life and breathe on. This heart that is now yours. Thank you, Jesus. I love your presence, Jesus. You are the source of life. I can't be left behind. No one else will do. I will lay hold of you, 'cause I need you, Jesus. Come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Capture me with grace. I will follow you. You are the source of life. I can't be left behind. No one else will do. I will lay hold of you, 'cause I need you, Jesus. Come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Capture me with grace. 'Cause I need you, Jesus, come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Capture me with grace. I will follow you. I will follow you. I will follow you. I will follow you. This will follow you. This world has nothing for me. This world has nothing for me. I will follow you. This world has nothing for me. I will follow you. 'Cause I need you, Jesus, come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Capture me with grace. 'Cause I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Capture me with grace. I will follow you. I will follow you. I will follow you. I will follow you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for what you are to us, for who you are to us. That you are our Master. You are our Savior. You are the Waymaker. You're the strong power. You are ever-present help in time of need. And we can run to you for shelter, because you are the shelter from the storm. When those storms of life are coming around, we can turn to you. And we know that you'll help us. Whatever those things are that we're dealing with, whatever those enemies are, there's all kinds of them in this day, Lord. Oppression, depression, sickness, disease, financial pressure, all these different things. But we know, Lord God, that you'll help us. As we walk in you and walk in the faith, walk by faith, we know that you'll help us. And I thank you, Lord God, for all these wonderful people who have tuned in. Thank you for all these, that you meet every need represented on this program tonight. You know what the needs are. When we don't know, you do know. And I thank you, just thank you, Lord, that you'll meet all these those needs. Thank you that you're healing our bodies. You're strengthening our minds. That all sickness and disease leaves right now, whatever it is. All mental disorders, neurological disorders, all these different things leave us right now. Because we know, Lord, that if we're not winning the battle in our mind, we're not winning the battle. Thank you, Lord God, that you are just helping us, delivering us, healing us, freeing us, making us into who we want, you want us to be. Now, Lord, I thank you for our time in prayer, in the word tonight, as we study your holy word, that you just impart things to us. And I just thank you for a wonderful time. You impart things to each and every one of us. And I give you permission, Holy Spirit, to come on. Come and do whatever it is that you want to do tonight. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. So I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, increases in listenership come into this program, big time increases. Finances come into this program. Most important of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, Jesus, as a result of this wonderful radio program. In your mighty name we pray, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the word says I have. And I can do what the word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you believe it? Amen. Me too. Now, if you got your Bible, please turn with me to John chapter 1. Praise God, John 1. And we'll see what all God has for us tonight. And I want to encourage you, whatever I do for the next little bit, you follow along. Praise God, even if you're on the beach. Maybe get the seagulls up by you. They can hear the word of God, too. Okay. I know we can't get their souls, but... All right. Please, God. And I'm going to begin in verse 1 of John 1. Amen. Say thank God for the word. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood. There came a man who was sent from God, and his name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came for that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet for all who received him, by all who received him, for those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent or born of water, born of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor a husband's will, but born of God. You see, listeners, that's where we get being born again from. Verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only. Now, one and only are capitalized here. It's not that. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes again, and he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me." From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who was at the Father's side, has made him known. Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely. "I am not the Christ," they asked him. "Well, then who are you?" "Are you Elijah?" Let me try that again. Sorry about the dropping. But those people are asking. Who he was.